116.
Extend contract with Madison Biosolids, Inc. for biosolids use services for an additional 5 years for $3,250,000.
Mr. Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, at the legislative breakfast this morning, there was some talk of that how we divide the or we bridge the urban-rural divide and of Commissioner Saltzman's leadership in this area. I guess this fits generally under that category, not perfectly, but this ordinance will execute the remaining 5 years of a 10-year contract with Madison Biosolids to land apply Portland's biosolids on eastern Oregon dry land agricultural ground. That's quite a mouthful. Biosolids produced and processed at the city's wastewater treatment plant are a valuable soil amendment. This agreement will continue, if approved, a cost-effective way for Portland to beneficially reuse this renewable resource. And Greg Char from Environmental Services is here to give you a quick update. Greg?
Thank you, and good afternoon. Just a little bit more background information on what's in front of you today. The City of Portland beneficially reuses approximately 75,000 wet tons of biosolids or treated wastewater residuals from the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant. Approximately two-thirds of this amount are beneficially reused at the city's primary land application site at Madison Ranches near Echo, Oregon. The contract for this project was unanimously approved by council in December of 2013. The remaining one-third of biosolids goes to sites in the Wasco area of Sherman County as part of contract 31000149, which is the topic of discussion today. This contract has reached the end of its initial five-year term. An amendment to the contract is needed to extend the contract for its remaining 5 years. This contract was unanimously approved by council in 2009 with the provision to extend the contract an additional 5 years if mutually agreed to by both parties. This contract resulted from an extensive request for proposals process which was conducted by BES and Procurement Services in 2009-2010. The aim of the process was to examine ways to strengthen, enhance, and diversify the city's existing land application program and explore opportunities for cost savings and possibly reductions in fuel consumption. The successful offerer was Madison Biosolids, Inc., who proposed seasonal land application of City of Portland biosolids in the Wasco area of Sherman County, Oregon. Madison's proposal scored the highest when looking at factors including cost, experience, environmental benefits, community impacts, and company diversity. The reference contract has resulted in an approximate annual cost savings of $280,000 per year. Based on the 120,000 wet tons of biosolids that have already been successfully applied in Sherman County, this contract has already resulted in cost savings of approximately $1.3 million for ratepayers. Also, it has reduced transportation distance by approximately 54,000 road miles per year and reduced diesel fuel consumption by approximately 17,000 gallons per year, which represents a reduction of CO2 emissions of approximately 200 tons per year. And finally, it has benefited local Oregon farmers by providing a soil amendment and fertility source that replaces commercial fertilizers, which are produced through energy-intensive processes. I'm here if there are any questions.
Just one, the fuel efficiency stuff work is great, but under the structure of this contract, given the historic fall in fuel costs that we've just experienced, where do those savings accrue? Do they accrue to the contractor? Do they accrue to us?
They accrue to us.
Okay.
So there is basically an escalating and de-escalating factor for fuel. So with fuel being cheap right now, this is an even more cost-efficient program.
Oh, that's great. Good. Thank you. Other questions?
By the way, when we use a lot of fancy language about, you know, how this is used as fertilizer for other things down the road, what is grown with our our biosolids, which is essentially the solids from our wastewater?
For this particular site in Sherman County, we are growing predominantly a crop of soft white winter wheat, which is predominantly exported to Asia for use in noodles and crackers, that sort of thing. For our primary site at Madison Ranches, it's mostly dryland pasture or grass, which is used in a cattle grazing program.
So it's not a stretch to say the next time you flush your toilet, you can say thank you that that's contributing to the noodles you're going to have when you have a bowl of noodles.
Absolutely.
At your favorite Chinese restaurant.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay, anyone want to speak on this item? Lightning? Can't resist.
I do like what I'm, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog.
I like what I'm seeing here. I have a little bit of a concern here. You said that a smaller percentage is going to this company in Sheraton. When I talked about this issue before, I wanted to make sure that we shortened up the travel distance. So obviously from my position, as I'm looking at working with companies that are obviously closer to the plant itself, and that was one of my biggest concerns. Now, as you know, our fuel prices have dropped, so we're showing that savings, but I hope in the future that we also consider companies that are closer to the plant to save costs. And another issue I do have on some of these bids is that when we look at the overall cost on some of these jobs, is there a way that we can also look at the possibility of doing some of this in-house as far as on having certain trucks that the city owns and also having land and doing this within the city's budget itself? And can there be cost savings gained by doing that? I haven't heard a lot of talk on that. I was hoping that maybe we could have some analysis on that to see if we can save costs by more having the city of Portland doing these type of projects. When we get into the larger dollar amounts in some of these projects, I've always wondered if we could possibly do that and save some costs. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great question. Lightning, I'll follow up with you with some data. And one of the benefits of this program is it is the low-cost option. And so taking biosolids to dumping areas within the metropolitan area turns out is a lot more expensive than reusing it in this creative way in other parts of the state. But we'd be happy to show you the analysis, and you can come to your own conclusion on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Come on up.
To me, that seems like a lot of money.
Your name back in the record, sorry.
Oh, my name's Lori Benoit. Seems like there's other, like Lightning was saying, things that you could do closer with resources here in the city, and methane gas, you know, using that. I know that there's a lot of farms that are close, but I'm not real familiar with this particular place, but it seems like it's pretty far to be taking that and a lot of money.
Thank you. So,
thanks for the comment. Again, we'll always be looking for the most cost-effective option, considering also our climate action plan goals. And we are actually generating electricity from methane gas at the site, which is used in part to offset our energy costs. So good call, and we are contemplating expansion of that program, so you'll be hearing more about that.
All right. This will pass to second reading. I think also, just to address a question, it's always been my understanding that the distance to Eastern Oregon was necessary because no matter what the source of the fertilizer, you can't spread it very well on the fields in the Willamette Valley in the winter because you lose the trucks up to their ankles in mud. Maybe now that the climate's changing, that won't be the case anymore. But I think the program's always had to take material to Eastern Oregon because you can still get out in the field. I think that's the answer.
Well, it's also who we do these open solicitations, and there's a specialized interest in this, and there are other challenges with this product, and that not the least of which is odor.
Thank you very much. This passed second reading.